A new Florida law grants in-state tuition to undocumented students who meet certain requirements. Isabella Sosa Rodriguez with the Florida Immigrant Coalition says many students don't know they're eligible or they're afraid to apply.
Students would be a lot calmer if they knew that they could just show up and say, I'm here for the tuition waiver, here are the documents to prove it. But there's always a lot of fear around, what if I'm not able to answer their questions and what if I get rejected? I mean, there's a lot of anxiety around just the process of trying to ask for help.
Under the new law, eligible students must attend a Florida school from 10th through 12th grade. They have to show proof of their high school diploma and apply for college within 24 months of graduation. When the housing market collapsed in South Florida, many homeowners who lost their homes became renters. WLRN reporter Christine DiMattei tells us the region's blazing hot rental market is making this a profitable place for part-time landlords.
Real estate website Zillow.com rates South Florida the second best market in the country for landlords who don't rely on tenants for primary income. The average monthly profit is $515, right behind Oklahoma City at $536. Zillow economist Skylar Olson predicts pretty decent long-term profits for homeowners who turn their homes into rentals instead of selling them when they move.
We're looking at short-term plus adding the fact that your home value is appreciating, so including that equity. So if you're going to be a mom-and-pop landlord for the next 6 years, we would expect that you would make around $2,000 a month once you sold your home.
Since June of last year, residential rents in the Tri-County area have jumped 5.8%. That's well above the national rate of 2.5%. Zillow says the demand for rentals in South Florida is fueled partly by a housing crash that forced many homeowners into foreclosure and made them reluctant to buy again. Other factors are limited for-sale inventory due to underwater homes and millennials who have decided to put off buying a house for a while. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.
Two South Florida residents are now serving lengthy sentences for running a housing fraud scheme out of a coin laundromat. Daryl Burke was sentenced to 30 years and Vicki Garland to 15 for conspiracy and fraud charges. The pair from Delray Beach used an empty coin laundry address as a front for several fake companies. The two falsified documents to obtain bank loans. They also enrolled in federal low-income housing programs to obtain government vouchers. They even lied about being disabled veterans to avoid paying property taxes. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.